Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Okay, so we're off on a roll this morning. I don't know how I could be any more excited. Okay, we want to talk about the points that were in the main ones. So how do we get people's attention? And Vance, I'm sure most all of you have read, this is a mentor program right now that we're doing on Saturday. Everybody can listen, but the ones that we'll be adding to are the ones that have sent in their request, their application to be part of the mentors program. And you know who you are, and that has been exciting to see how many people really want to make this happen for them, their families, and whatever their reasons are. And Vance's four points were that he talked about in the broadcast letter was attention, getting their attention, then interest, developing the interest, then coming to a decision, and then put it into action. And so we're going to focus on the first one this morning. How do we go about getting people's attention? What do we say? What do we do? What do they see happen that might get their attention and then move them to piquing their interest? So starting on the first one, Barb, what do you do to get people's attention? What's the first thoughts that come out of your mouth in the form of questions, or just kind of how do you go about that? Did I lose you? I'm not getting any. There you are.
Is this the host that's addressed to?
Pardon?
Who's the question addressed to?
Barbara Satterwell. Star 6 to get into the line. Maybe I lost Barbara. Anybody else want to address that question in the meantime?
This way.
Oh, way. Go ahead.
So the question is getting attention from people as you go about?
Just getting their attention first.
I'm really focusing on just building my team right now. So I would go about my day. Typically, my only time I get to see people is in the shopping line. And, you know, I questioned is like, you know, I felt interest in them, asking how long they've been doing what they're doing and if they're open for a second source of income or, you know, thought about having other multiple sources of income. And they kind of like, wow, really? So then that got their attention, but not of asking that. And then say, well, I have something that might give you an opportunity.
Let's just go that far. Let's just get their attention. Let's hear a whole bunch of you say what is it you say to get their attention? Okay? And we'll run through as many people as we can. And then we'll go back and we'll look at some other things. How does that sound? Someone else. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to focus on this one thought so people can jot down just the attention part. Okay, somebody else, how do you get their attention? What's an easy lead in for you?
Char, this is Eva in Richmond, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
I have an interesting thing that I've been doing on Facebook. And
okay.
I've been going on Facebook and asking simply, does anyone know someone with a health challenge right now? And I will say certain health challenges. And that's all I ask.
Okay.
And I've actually gotten back some people saying, oh, well, why do you ask? And these
okay.
are people that I know on Facebook, and then I'll start the conversation that way.
Okay. That sounds good. You've piqued their, you've gotten their attention, and then their question has definitely shown you've piqued their interest all in one short bit.
Right.
Very quickly.
Yeah, one quick question.
One quick question.
Yep.
Sounds good. Somebody else.
Sean?
Yes.
Hi, this is Lyndon Lakewood.
Yes, Lyndon.
This is
go
what
ahead.
I ask. I ask, it's kind of a two-parter, but I ask, do you know, once again, do you know anyone who's retiring in the next few years or has a child going off to college?
Okay. That's a good lead-in because it covers a wide age bracket, doesn't it?
Both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, yes. You scared me when you started out with retirees because I didn't want to eliminate everybody else. No, that's great.
Well, that's
thank
my combined.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Next.
Char?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Paul. My name is Paul. I had dinner with your husband last night in Silverton.
Okay.
And I'm new to the company, coming in next month. And
okay.
I've been with other companies before. I start with a genuine compliment to somebody, and that usually gets their attention, and then I leave with whatever I'm going to say.
That's a great way. Also, everybody loves a compliment, and they definitely feel, you usually get a smile out of them, don't you, Paul?
Exactly, yeah. We're sorry we missed you, but we'll see you next time.
Next time for sure. Okay, this is an appointment Denny had last night, guys, and we haven't talked to you for how long? Quite a while.
Like a year, maybe 2 years?
Yes, I'm going to put it in that. So, and you're how old, Paul? Do you mind sharing? I'm sure you don't. Nobody sees you.
I just turned 26 yesterday.
Turned 26, so we've got the full spectrum of age between Paul and myself. Thank you. Thank you very
much,
Paul.
Thank you.
Go ahead, guys.
Char?
Yes.
This is Jean from Wichita. First of all, happy birthday to Paul. And going along with his way of getting a person's attention, if I'm in a shopping line, I say hello or hi. And that's going to tell me whether these people have time to chat with me or whether they're just all closed into themselves. And so just a simple hello to check them out.
That's great. Also, I have to insert one here because I do something in shopping lines a lot. I look in their cart and I say, may I ask you a question? You've got something in there. I'm wondering, have you used that before? They look at me and they, they'll answer that. And I can tell by the look on their face usually whether they want to be left alone or, are they willing to say something. And normally they're excited to share something with me because it's, for my value. And sometimes I'll say, well, I've wondered about that product, and I don't unless I really have. Is it good? And I'll often say, I'll do what Paul did, and that's give him a compliment. You have an exceptionally healthy cart loaded. If they do, if they don't, I'm not saying that. And it's an awareness, and I've gotten into great conversations and gotten phone numbers just from that. I do not like to bring up necessarily at the beginning, and normally I never say the name, not because I'm not proud of NECAN, but because I don't want to be asked questions about it. And if they've ever heard of it, or I don't want to be saying magnets, I want to control it by asking the question. So that's my way about communicating with people at the beginning when I don't know them. And I rarely ever deviate from that rare occasion because I want to get to know them. I want a blank slate as to what they know about me. I want to know about them. Next. I hope we're still connected.
Sure. This is Jerry
yes.
Adams, Houston.
Yes.
I do welcome if I'm standing in a line like at a bank or, at a grocery store, I may ask them, so what do you do when you're not standing here in this line. And that'll usually open them up and, you know, like maybe they're a trucker or a teacher or whatever. And I'll keep asking them questions about that. And do you like it? And are you having fun? And those kinds of things, kind of feeling them out. And another one that I'll ask them is, do you know anybody with a bad back or a bad hip or whatever? And then I'll pull out the Magplex after they respond. And I did that yesterday. I was having my phone worked on. And the guy said, oh, I've got a bad back. I had a really bad car accident 4 years ago, and I'm in a lot of pain. I said, really? Well, let me show you something. And, you know, it went from there.
Good. Great. Right. Thank you.
He wants an appointment, so that's good, too.
That works. Anything to build a relationship with a person to be able to go further. And the ones you especially stand out to you, make sure that you don't walk away from them without their email, cell phone preferably also. I usually start with email if they're willing to give the email. Say, by the way, do you text also? May we exchange cell numbers? And I always use a post-it, a 3x3 post-it, and scribble my name and my phone number and email on it. And I said, this is just in case I don't get back to you, you can get back to me. And it's a safeguard because I've lost some numbers in the past that I wish I hadn't lost, out of carelessness or whatever. Or not put dates on them, and that's dangerous too, so I always date it afterwards. I do not like them going directly to my website without me being able to control the conversation. And of course, if they do that, there's no conversation. So that's my thing that has worked much better for me. Next. How do you get a person's attention? What can you say to them? I can give you another one, since I've got dead air here, as Van says. My routine is, I haven't seen you in here, especially if it's an employee at that facility or business. I haven't seen you in here before. How long have you worked here? And they'll tell me. And if it's only been a short time, because it's not that big a place and I should have seen them, I'll say, what did you do before this? And sometimes if they talk a little bit longer, then the next thing I will say, is this long-term or is this a step to something else? Or is it a secondary job? You can't believe how many women, especially, are working two jobs. And if they're on their own, they're almost always working two jobs. And they will tell me, this is my secondary one, this is my, you know, my new permanent one, or whatever. And then the question, if I've got the time, now this is all dependent on the circumstances, I'll say something like, what would you like to see your next career look like? What would your real, and what would really pique your interest? What field? Or if they've done several, I'll say, which of them stands out the most? Which have you enjoyed the most? And if they're in a situation where they're really isolated, I'll say, do you enjoy working by yourself, or do you enjoy having people contact? Now, these are ones that are a screening question, but I've gotten to that point. But I did give you the opening, so I took it a little bit further. Sorry about that. I'm not letting any of you do that, but I did it without thinking because of the way it comes out of me. Okay, next.
Sean, this is Candy.
Yes, Candy.
Building on the question of what have you done, you know, what kind of work you do, sometimes you can see, sometimes I'll see a trend in the kind of employment. If it's something that shows in all of their avenues of employment that they have an interest in the well-being of other people, then
very good.
I'll make a comment along that line. Oh, I can tell you're a person who really cares about others. Everything you do is where you can touch other people's lives, and that gives them opportunity to talk further.
That's a definite one, is having people as your interest and helping people as your interest, definitely. But what's your opening? What's your favorite opening to get attention?
My favorite opening is, I don't know how to answer that, because it's going to be different each time, but the underlying theme is, how are you? How's it going? How's your day going? Are you having a good day? And like you say, you can tell from their face whether they're going, oh, here's somebody nice to talk to, or, oh, but Chatty Cathy. Yeah. Then to say, blessings on your day. I hope it's a great one. And go on to the next one.
Okay. Okay. You're screening them very quickly, very shortly, just to see if they're willing to have a conversation with you. It's a very short one.
Yeah.
That's good. A lot of times I just smile at people, and if they smile back, I will say something. And back to what Paul said, often it's a genuine compliment. With a child, it's often about the child. I've walked through the store to find a woman with a child that was singing and complimented her only because I wanted to see. I didn't have in the back. I do not necessarily have in the back of my mind every time I open my mouth that I'm going to try and get somebody for Nican. That's not the point. I genuinely am interested in them, and it starts automatically. It's not a forced issue. I'm not conscious of it any longer. I used to be more conscious of it, of doing it when I was away from home. Now I do it everywhere. It's just that I want to be a friendly person. And in doing that, I tend to get people's attention because Portland is not like the South where everybody in line talks to everybody or other parts of the country. We don't have women standing in the line just chatting with everybody else like I've seen over and over when we're down in Texas. And so if I'm the one that initiates anything, it's kind of unusual because everybody's either got their nose in a magazine that they've picked up off the rack or they're just standing there stern looking. And so to smile at somebody and say something to them is a little unusual, and I think people enjoy that. They're not doing anything anyway except maybe mulling through their problems of the day by the look on their face. Okay, somebody else.
Sean, this is Lee Marie. This is Lee in Pleasanton, California.
Yes,
and,
go ahead, Lee.
I agree that one of the things I do when I'm meeting people is I usually just try to smile at everyone. So that, you know, you never know what a smile is going to do and how it's going to change someone's life. And
right.
if they respond back, that's my opening to make a comment about, you know, do you enjoy your job? You know, how long, like you said before, how long have you been working at it? And then go from there and say, geez, maybe we could, you know, meet and chat if you have, you know, are you interested in a plan B? And
yes.
Try that route. So,
could you or someone you know use extra income at this point?
Right, right.
You know,
but there's a smile, the friendliness and the smile is disarming to most people. And if they respond to that, then you know you're going to have someone that's going to probably talk with you a little bit.
There you go. Yes, I agree. It's so easy to pay people a compliment, a sincere compliment.
If it's not sincere, it shows up on your face immediately.
I agree.
Someone else. I know we haven't gotten through all of the people that have enrolled in the program. I wish I had a checklist of names this morning, but I don't have that. Vance didn't send that to me. He probably didn't want me to call people out, but I'd like to. Because I know you're all doing it.
Hey, Char, really quick, it's Paul again. Sorry. I just had to add one more thing. I don't know what program you're talking about, but I'm happy to get into it when you have a minute. But my other thing with the genuine compliment is, you know, if I'm, especially in customer service, if they're wearing a name tag, I first say their name, Tamara, how you doing? Char, how's it going today? And then I compliment them because people love it when you tell them by their first name. They always compliment them back. Oh, thanks for using my name, especially if you follow up with them several times. If you visit the same store, the same bank, or the same flower shop, you know, whatever, if I'm going to get my godmother flowers or whatever, so.
Thank you for that reminder. That is my downfall, is calling them by name, and I know how right you are. I don't care whether it's a checker in the grocery store or where they are. It's a big compliment to them to use their first name.
Yes, ma'am.
To recognize them.
Thank you.
I don't need a yes, ma'am. But that sounds wonderful. Thank you, Paul.
Yes.
Okay. Now, some of you know what the program is, and you're not speaking up like Paul is, so I'm going to rag on you a little bit. I need to hear the rest of you.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you want me to talk about the program, or are you going to jump into the program?
No, we're not talking about a program. I need to know from the people that are on the program. Some of you have not spoke up yet. I want to go through everybody and give everybody a chance to tell me how they get other people's attention. I know we haven't gone through all of them yet. And Barbara, I don't know where you are.
Maybe she's not on.
Well, she was on a few minutes ago, so.
Oh, she.
Yeah, I'm not sure. *6, if you aren't live.
Morning, Char.
Good morning.
This is Les out in Texas.
What was the first name? I'm sorry.
Les.
Les. Good morning, Les.
Yes, ma'am. It was very good meeting you back in. Seeing you and Denny back at the big event down here in San Antonio.
Yes, we're looking forward to the next one, too.
Yes, ma'am. What I do is I'm a bit of a loudmouth, so when I ask somebody how they're doing, I listen closely as to how they respond. You know, I'll say, hi, how you doing? And lots of times they'll be... under stress or something. Well, I guess I'm all right. You guess? You're not sure? And then it takes them back to someone's actually listening to what they're saying, and it gets them to start smiling that, hey, this person actually cares and is talking with me and not just going through the motions.
Uh-huh.
And so that's one of the things that I use is to actually actively listen and show that I'm listening to them. And that helps open up for them to talk with me more.
You know, and you can be, that's really good. And do you know, you can be so creative, because analyze sometimes if you see someone that's shopping in a store, say you're in a clothing store, and they're shopping and you're shopping, and they're dressed really nice, okay? Maybe you wouldn't walk up and say something to them just out of the blue. I have done that many times, and I'll say, I'm sorry, I just have to tell you, your outfit looks great on you. And would you mind telling me which of these two colors look better? Which would you choose? And
they just get the biggest smile on their face. Women enjoy doing that. I don't know if this would work for guys so much, but I don't know why not. You could try it. I have a question to ask about something. It's always a question that is sincere. I mean, I may be looking at two items. Have you used either one of these brands, or are you familiar with something? When my brain is asking me a question, I usually spit it out to somebody else. That's an easy way of getting their attention. It's almost like I'm thinking out loud to myself. That's a good one, isn't it? But anyway, it's what's going through my brain at the time, and I can ask it of somebody else. And they're willing to help me. And maybe it's because of my age, and they think I'm feeble or something. I don't know. Anyway, no, I've done that for years. So that is another technique of getting people's attention without me saying anything to them other than a question, which is what I like to do best. It's their involvement. Thank you, Les. Next. Getting their attention is primary. And there's all different things that can be said to do that, or questions asked. Question ask is much better. We're not trying to tell them anything at this beginning point. We simply want their name and a way of getting in touch with them. If I don't feel strong enough about it, I'll do something really stupid. If I want that name bad enough, I'll say, you know what? I'm going to walk away from here after just a few words we've exchanged and wish that I had a way of, I'll think of something that I will have a wish that I had gotten your exchange numbers with you or exchanged emails or whatever. And I have never, ever been turned down when I said something that sounds that stupid. For no reason at all, they don't know why they're exchanging, but a woman to a woman will never, I've never been turned down with an exchange of emails or, usually it's an email or has been, just simply because I have not been asking as prominently for a phone number. And often, now I have asked for a phone number or an email, and they'll say, well, I don't give my cell number out normally, but I'll certainly give you my email. That's fine. You know, I'll just smile and say thank you. I hadn't done enough to warrant a cell phone number or a phone number from them. And that's okay. But at least I've had an exchange. Anybody else?
I know, I spoke many times, Cheryl, with this before I forget. As you're exchanging numbers, and one technique, you know how you say you lose numbers and stuff on cards? I physically get my phone there, and most of them that have the phone on hand, I text it to them, and they have a ding. I'll say, what's your name? You know, Carl. Okay, I'm going to text Carl. This is Ray. We met at the grocery store. So you know who I talk about when I call them up. And that works every time.
That's great. That's absolutely great. Thank you, Wei. Okay, I want to look at and make sure you guys have gone through in these last few minutes. Is there anybody else that wants to give us their introduction? Or their attention getter? I'm sorry.
Sir?
Wrong word. Yes.
May I just one more thing?
You certainly may.
I apologize for taking over your call. When I'm leaving them, like you said, if I haven't got their number yet, if and I'm leaving and I'm finding that they're not, haven't got it yet,
uh-huh.
I tell them about a business that I'm in, not like a business, like not Nikon and not network marketing, but I'm in a connecting business, people connecting people to each other. Or businesses
uh-huh.
to each other, finding things for people. I ask them if there's anything I can ever do for them to give me a call. And that way, they will usually give me their information, and they usually, somebody's always looking for something, in their life, whether it's, you know, numerous things. So that's something I find, and that's all I'll say on the topic today.
Thank you. You know, what I see in that, Paul, is that you're really showing them that you care about people. You have a giving spirit. You're more interested in what you can give and where you can be of help to others. And I do know enough about your background that I can understand why you would be that way very sincerely.
Well, when you've been sick for so long, you know, you don't want other people to suffer, so you got to give back, you know.
Yes. But I want you guys to all know Paul is very seriously interested in the business, but his reason first that we met him from was because of his level of health. But he's still leading with the business, which is unusual for most people. And I know we'll all agree to that because we've all done much more of the other. And you know why I want another business partner? It's because I know with another business partner, I can reach way more people than I can with just another consumer partner. And if you really want to help people, every one of you will think that through, because for every business person you bring in, they're going to multiply dozens upon dozens and dozens of times once you get the posture and the confidence to be able to approach it from that way. And business people like to talk business. Entrepreneurs like to talk about that type of thing. And sometimes they'll stuff away their discomfort or even that topic because they hear so many people that complain about, I can think of one of my closest friends. She stuffs away and will not let anybody see that she's hurting or even acknowledge that because she says, I don't like to whine to other people. So you never know what they're stuffing. And you are not interrupting me. You didn't know the guidelines. You didn't know what we were doing. And you added a whole lot to the call, Paul. So thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
You're certainly welcome. I want to make sure in these last few minutes that we take that everybody, if you don't already know and understand the two incentives that the company has offered us, the one I'm really excited about, that Vance didn't tell me to reread because he knew how excited I was. I said I'm not real keen on the Rising Star program yet, but I'm sure excited about what I've seen with the in customer incentive program. Just a customer, not a wellness consultant, just a customer. And that is, all of this is on the internet, and I'm going to run through every single one of them because by the time Vance gets back and is on the call with you next week, I would like to make sure you're familiar with all of these. I am the one that's the procrastinator when the company puts out new things to really work them, and it takes me, well, it's taken me a month to really get in and look at exactly what we've got that can mean something to a brand new person really fast. Okay, the customer incentive program, I'm not even going to ask that question because it will get us off track here. But anyway, two new customers that have not been registered as a customer or a wellness consultant. They can't come from your old list of wellness consultants that have dropped back to being on the customer list. They have to be new. Two new registered customers that have done $100 in the current month will give you $50 next month for product or however you want to spend it with the company. Okay.
four new customers is going to give you $100. Six new customers is going to give you $150. Now, I think that's pretty cool. What a way for a new person to build their product line and become more accustomed to it. Just a customer for $100, and that's a minimum purchase. And it doesn't matter whether they just purchase that $100 or whether they go and enroll in AutoShip. It's $100 PV. And if they enroll in AutoShip as a customer, they're still going to get a discount, aren't they? It's an AutoShip. They're going to get a 10% discount. So it's only costing them $90. Now, it does not say they have to stay in for any length of time. It says enroll as a customer. I'm not suggesting that you tell them that they don't have to stay in. No. They're just enrolling in a program. They didn't ask, so they weren't told, okay? There's not a heavy commitment to them. You can say that. We're not gonna, you know, strap you to anything. If they act a little queasy about it. Well, I don't know. Well, we're not strapping you to that, anything. We're just saying if you will enroll and purchase these two or three products that you're interested in that amount up to $90, and, you know, they can add up the little things or the consumables. It doesn't matter. Most of our products are purchasable now on AutoShip. It's not just the consumables. We've got MagSteps in, or M-Strides in there, and the MagDuo, and, I mean, how many products could you show and demo to them that they could be interested in 5 minutes? If you wanted to just flood them with it, that's not what I'm saying, pick out something. But that is a fun program. I heard Vance on the line saying, or texted me this last week, I'm loving this customer incentive program. I'm having more fun collecting 50s turning into hundreds than I've ever done on any program the company's ever had. What is this going to do? When you get a person on the products right away, what is going to happen? If you've taken the time to do an energy test or show them or back it up with a testimony from somebody, yourself or somebody else, or done a three-way with somebody, you know, once they get started, I think it's a done deal in most places, most times. They do need to have some information. They do need to know what to expect. But you've got a person that's probably going to turn into a customer. I wish Barb was on here so she could reinforce, Barbara Satterwhite, to reinforce what I'm saying with what's happened to her, because I got to spend time with the Thorntons down in, back in Logan last weekend, Logan, Utah. And it was absolutely horrendously fun. In addition to being just lots of ideas, so many we couldn't count. Okay, so that's my favorite. The second one is the Rising Star, and that is a recognition program. I'm not going to go into detail with these. These I want you to write down. I did just the one that's my favorite right now. You can pick another one. It might be the Rising Star for you if you've always been in what we call a J-O-B. Recognition is something that you've probably not gotten a lot of for what you've done and put into of your life for someone else's business. That's the way I see what I did as a J-O-B for 12 years with the airlines. And I decided I did not want to be there. This is when I was very young. I did not want to be there for the rest of my life. It paid really well. The benefit package was incredible. But the but was it wasn't about the recognition. It was about the long term, because other people did not give of themselves the way I was taught to give and do the very best job. And it made me irritated that they were earning the same pay I was. And I knew I was worth more than that somewhere. And it was not putting my time in for somebody else. So that's why I ventured off into other things. Anyway, okay, you need to know about our two new products. The long thermal wear, and I'm saying long because they're long sleeved, and they're by the two pieces, you're covering your entire body except your feet and your hands and your head. And so I throw that in sometimes. And they're not going to last very long. Several of the sizes they're still out, they're already out of. The ones that are left, now, this was what I printed off last night. The ones that are left are the women's small, the women's medium, and the women's large, and the men's extra large. That's how fast they've gone. You can send them feedback if you'd like, because they're so short on sizes already. We didn't even get the size we ordered at the order that was placed at the launch that was hand-carried back to the company. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. And that was the men's medium we were trying to get. We took a second choice. Denny decided, I decided for him because I knew he'd say yes to the women's large is equivalent to the men's medium, except they've got one thing missing, and you guys can know, you know what that is. So if you're willing to deal with that, I can adjust it. When I said that, the person on the other end of the line, because they were very apologetic, said, that's all I wanted to hear. And I said, yes, I can adjust it to make it work. So any woman that sews can adjust that piece of that garment. Anyway, we're just thrilled to have it. If people that are new don't have a ton of testimonies on that product, they would not be, the company would not be selling it as a seasonal product because of the benefit it delivers to people that have challenges. So I will encourage any of you to get a set. If you can any way make one of the sizes work for you, to go ahead and order a set, because the health benefit is unbelievable.
Yes, I could share some.
Okay, go ahead, share a test.
This is Faye. I had the last pair that last, it was 8 years ago, when all the things I had was an extra men's large. I simply had to buy that and cut down to my size, and I'm still managing to make it last for the last 8 years because I know the benefit of the thermal. I suffer from a
okay,
lot of pain.
Tell them what your height or weight is, so they know what the comparison is to a men's extra large weight.
Yeah, the men's extra large. I'm like 5'3", and I weigh 110 pounds at max. And I'm very much like extra small size. So, you can imagine, I managed to make the leftover, I managed to turn into an undershirt for my child. So, it's a benefit if you can get a bigger size. So yeah, so I made it pretty much work. So, you know, I was able to make an extra 2 undershirt for my children, after shrinking down to my size. So now that we have this thing there, don't get despair if it's not your size. I can help you make it work. But if you have to endure the kind of pain that I am, you appreciate the thermal wear that we have. So, yes.
It's a mood changer. People that have had seasonal disorder, I'll just shorten it to that, seasonal disorder, have gotten great results from it. The experiences I have seen and witnessed, I have doctors that have written letters to the company when they took them off the market and they no longer had them, and said, how dare you refuse that product to mankind because of the health benefits of it. So, I mean, it sounds like I'm overstating it, and I probably am to many of you.
but it was something that was absolutely fantastic. And they had reasons for taking it off the market, but they did not have enough corporate did not have enough testimonies, I'm sure. That's all I can say. They were not moving enough pairs of them. That was one of the big reasons. Because they last, I mean, I've got the original pair too. I added other pairs, but I've worn the original pair. The elastic is not even worn out in them. We don't have a pair that's stretched out that's not usable the way it is. But I know people that have literally lived in them a good portion of their life. And, done the same thing. So, thank you, Wei. I appreciate that. So the next one is, definitely the chocolate. Also, the chocolate, KVB is my short, Kenzen Vital Balance. When you hear me say KVB, please know that that means Kenzen Vital Balance. My quickie on that one is, saying to them, you mentioned you're trying to lose weight. What are you using to make it really work for you? And whatever they say, I'm so excited about this new product. Now, I'm not doing the attention part, guys. I'm just saying what is my grab with that one product. And I'll just say, if you, especially the women, they know and read labels. Many of them do. And they know when it's fat, carbs, and protein. They know those three. Calories also. But I just avoid that and I go right to the point of fat, carbs, and protein. Okay? So if I tell you there's 5 grams of fat and there are 18 grams of protein, fill in the blank. How many carbs are you going to have to make a meal out of food? And this is whole food that's put into one product. You've got 5 grams of fat and 18 grams of protein. What's the middle one? They have never, ever guessed it. And I'll just simply say, if I told you there was less than 1 in the original, less than 1, and only 2 in the new chocolate, what would you say is happening in your body when you ingest that product? And run it through your system. If there's less than 1, if it's vanilla, and only 2 carbs, if it's the chocolate, what's happening? Your body's got to be burning like crazy. It's got to have fuel to run on, and it burns carbs, right? Of course. And they just look at me. I've never seen a product on the market. I was terrified when I read the label of the vanilla that came out when there was no warning for infants or anybody else. No restrictions whatsoever because it's whole food, guys. I don't know of anything on the market that can make that statement. So, what have we got a hold of? An unbelievable product that works when it's used, and especially if it's used to the way that Roger Drummer takes it, and I always give that information either by web or by CD so they can understand that for the greatest results, you mix it in water or almond milk. You don't throw it into a smoothie. You know, I'm not taking it for weight loss. Why am I taking it? To help rid my body of the metals. 2 to 3 times a week is going to keep the metals at bay. If you've got them, a situation where you've already got such things that are feeding that, or you're in an environment, whatever it is, we don't even know where some of it's coming from now with the food that we eat. Okay, I've way overstretched my time limit on that, but that's the ones, and then I want you to make sure and read through the new mark, the new Niken. These are all on the internet. You can get with one of us three to tell you where, leave Danny out. He doesn't do as much on the internet as I do. Vance or I, we can send you the link or whatever, which includes, the new marketing plan. Actually, what Vance just sent down, an addition on there, that shows the the plan also stretched out as how you go about it, which is a good illustration. The Business 21 Club, understand, you see that and know how to utilize that and the forms on that, and then the mentoring agreement form that must come back to us for us to individually mentor you on the program to be a part of the team that we're working with. Okay, so these are people that are in our organization that are in the mentoring program and that we can spend time with on a one-to-one level. Everybody's welcome on the call, but the people that we're mentoring, we need to have those forms back in. We need to know that you want to grow your business. We have got a situation now that we've never had in the past, and I couldn't be more excited. With that, is there a last minute? This is available. Steve has been so gracious as to record it and put it up. You can find that at Saturday, AM Live. Saturday spelled out, amlive.com, and you'll see Vance's calls listed there. I'm probably forgetting something he does at the end of the call. Announcements, he'll be back with you next weekend. I want to be in the car when he's picked up at the airport. If I'm not in the car because I don't fit, I want to be sitting on his sofa when he hits the door of the house, because I can't imagine how excited he's going to be after spending a weekend with all the top 12 couples, or maybe not every spouse is there, but we're invited to go on the cruise to the Bahamas, and I think it's been 3 days there. And I know rubbing shoulders with those people and the time they spend together is going to be more than delightful to the welfare of our businesses. So we have a first-hand person there, guys, that we're going to hear from next week. And any of you that are being mentored, you have our numbers. You are to give, that's got your forms back in. You give us a call when you need help. He'll be back in giving till Tuesday to be back because I don't know what time he's even coming in on Monday. So please don't place a call to him until Tuesday. But Kenny and I are available. You've got our numbers and our cell phones. Just give us a chance to get back to you because I was having trouble keeping up with everybody this week already, so I expect way more activity. With that, I'm going to sign off and say, make it an absolutely wonderful week. Practice, practice, practice. Make it perfect. You can take in all kinds of information. If you don't utilize it, you're not practicing it and you're not growing.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for your participation. We're all learning, all growing.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.